Today's daf is daf yud. So the Gemara begins four lines down, the two dots. Hanu biryone, davi bishvusei, the Rebbe Meir. There were certain individuals who were bothering, pritzim, says Rashi, who were bothering the Rebbe Meir, who lived in his neighborhood. And hava kometzar leituva, they caused him a lot of trouble. Hava kabai, Rebbe Meir, achamei levayu, the Rebbe Meir davened, kiecha de lemusa, he davened to Hashem that they should die. Amrle Bruria Devesu, his wife Bruria said to him, Amai Daitach, what's your das? What's your thinking? Mishum Dachsiv Yitamu Chataim. It says you should wipe out Chataim. Miksiv Chotim, does it say to wipe out the individuals, the sinners? Chataim, the sins. You should daven for you to for them to do tshuva. V'od, moreover, Shapel is safe for the cry. You should read the continuation of the Pasuk. Yitamu Chataim Min Ha'aret, and then it says Risham Od Einam. They're no longer Risham. When you get rid of the sins, Risham Od Einam, so the Risham won't exist, but the individuals might exist. You should daven that they should do tshuva. Risham Od Einam, Bayrachme Alavai, the Hadri B'tshuva. And the daven, they shouldn't be Risham anymore, and this way they should do tshuva. And that's the appropriate way to daven for people who cause you such tsar. So there's a discussion whether or not, in the post, whether or not a person is allowed to curse a rasha or not. So Rabbi Kveger on the side quotes in the Gilyan Hashas, he quotes in a Medrash that says you're not allowed to curse a Rasha, because Ilmali, Kadosh Baruch Hu, cursed the Terach, so then we wouldn't have had Avraham Avinu and the entire Avos and Klal Yisrael. So therefore it's Aser to ever curse a Rasha. Chazanish argues and says if the person is over an Aveira B'mezin, and he brings a number of Rayas from various sources in Shas, then it is Mutter to curse such an individual. Gemara now continues, Amar Lei, Hahu, Tzeduki the Bruria. Certain Tzeduki challenged Bruria. Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk in Yishayahu, Roni Akara lo Yalda. So that Knesset Yisrael is so happy because, like an Isha who can't give birth, like a barren woman, Mishum de lo Yalda, Roni, because she can't give birth, she's happy. That doesn't make any sense. So what's Pshat in the Pasuk? He asked Bruria. So Amar Lei, obviously Bruria is a very wise individual. Shata, she called him a shota. Shapul is safe for the cross. She knew Tanakh well. Look at the end of the pasuk. K'dichsev ki rabim b'nei shomema b'nei bu'ula amar Hashem. Because in the times of Geula, there's going to be many, many people, b'nei Yishlaim there, more than b'nei Edom. And that's what they're happy about. That even though right now they're not able to have children, l'asalavo, they're going to be zocha to many, many, many children. So Elamai Akar Lo Yalda. So then, so it's shown in the first pasuk that they can't give birth. Rani Knesset Yisrael Shadom Leisha Akar Shel Yalda Banim LeGehenim Kvesaychu. So the Knesset Yisrael is happy because the Umos Olam are like a woman who can't give birth because all the children are going to go to Gehenim. So Amalei Ahu Tzeduki the Rabbi Abohu. Now this time it's Tzeduki challenged Rabbi Abohu because if it says in one pasuk Mizmol David Bevarachum Mipnei Avshalom Beno. That David is saying a song because he was running away from his own son Avshalom. Uksiv la David michtam bevarchom ifnei shal b'ma'ara. And he wrote another psalm, another tilm, that because he was running away from Shaul in the cave. So hey ma'isa havi bereisha, which event happened first, running from Shaul or running from Avshalom? Michti ma'isa Shaul havi bereisha. First he was running away from Shaul. That happened first. And then only afterwards did he run away from Avshalom. So lichtei berkras, so bereisha. So why don't you have the pasuk of litav michtam bevarchom ibnei shal b'mara before the pasuk of mizmul David bevarchom ibnei Avshalom? Because mipnei Avshalom is in Parag Gimel and mipnei shal is in Kapitel Nun Zayin. So Amar Lei atun lo darshitun. Smuchen, you don't darshan smuchen. Rabbi Yabo says, you tzedukim don't darshan smuchen. The kashlachu, you have a question why it's written so far apart from each other and out of order. Anan the darshinan, smuchen, we do hold of smuchen, juxtaposed psukim. Lo kashlachu, we have no problem. Damar Rabbi Yochanan, smuchen minatora minayin. How do we know smuchen is a concept minatora? Shenem artez in the pasuk, another kapitel to him, smuchen lad liolam asum beemes viyasher. Smuchen is something that we accept. We embrace, we use it to darshan. So, Lama Nismacha Parsha Avshalom and Parsha Gogu Magog. Parsha Avshalom, which is Kapitel Gimel, is next to the Kapitel Beis, which talks about Gogu Magog. So, why are they adjacent to each other? Sheim Yomar Lachadim, a person says, Klum Yesh Eved Shemorid Barabo. Is there ever an Eved who is going to rebel against his own master? Afata Omer lo, you say, Klum yesh ben shemored ba'aviv? How is it possible that the son will ever rebel on his father? Say, Ella, Hava, it happened that Avshalom, the son, rebelled on his father David. Hachanami Hava, so too, in the future, it's possible that with regards to Gog and Magog, that they'll rebel the Eved against against Hashem. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, my dech was a pasuk when it says pi pasuk bechachma saras chesed al lishona. When you open your mouth with wisdom, there's going to be taras chesed on your tongue. Can I give me Amar Shlomo Mikrazu? When Shlomo said this in Mishlei, about whom was he referring to? Lo amru ela keneged David Ovid. He was referring to his father David. Shadar bechamisha olam, and he lived in five different worlds that a person goes through, transitioning through worlds in his life. Amar Shira, and he's saying a Shira at each stage of his life. Which are these? What are the five worlds? Dar b'me'ima, when he's in the womb of his mother, his first stage of a person's life, in the infant, in his feet, in the fetus. V'amar Shira, he sang a song. Shinem Art says, Baruch Hinaf Shias Hashem V'chol Kravayis Shem Kadsho Kravayis, from the inside, from the womb. Yatzal Avir Ha'olam, he was born into the world, the second stage. V'nistaka B'kochavim Mazalos V'amar Shira, he looked up at the sky and saw the stars and the various Mazalos, and he sang a song. Baruch Hashem Malachav, the Malachav Gibori Chawach Ose Devaro Lishmo B'kol Devaro Baruch Hashem Kol Tzav, all the different forces up in Shemayim. Yannick Mishay Imo, he nursed from his mother at the next stage. V'nistaka b'dadev Amar Shira, and he looked up and he saw, sang a Shira at the great Chesed Hashem does. Shenemar, it says in the Kapitel Tilm again, Baruch Hinafshi Es Hashem, V'al Tishkechi Kol Gemulav, don't forget all the Gemulav, which is the lashon of Gomel, of nursing. So my Kol Gemulav, what does it mean? Amar Rabbi Yebohel, She'asa L'dadim Makom Bina, that the place of the chest where a woman breastfeeds from, so that is the place of Bina, which is the Makom of the heart. So time am I, what's the reason for this? Amar Rav Yehuda, Kedei Shelo Yistaka B'Makom Erva. They don't want the child to look at a Makom Erva, so they placed in the area of the heart, which is a Makom of Bina, a Makom of understanding. Rav Masna Amar, Kedei Shelo Yinak B'Makom HaTinofos, not that it shouldn't look, but rather that the child should not nurse from a place that's dirty, the Makom Erva. So Ra'ab B'Mapalton Shirisham Amar Shira. And the fourth song David HaMelech sang was when he saw the downfall, the destruction of Rishom, Shinemar, Yitamu Chatoyim, when they get rid of the sins, Minaret, Rishom Od Einam, Baruch Hinafshi Es Hashem Haluka. And the fifth and final song he sang in this series is Nistaka B'Yom HaMisa, he looked at the day of his death. V'amar Shir, and he sang a song even then, Shinemar, Baruch Hinafshi Es Hashem, Hashem Elokai, Gadaltim Od V'Hod V'Adar L'Vashta, My mashma da Yom Misa Namar. How do you know this is referring to Yom Misa? Rav Shila Misefa Dinyan. At the end of the pasuk, Dichsev Tasti Pranecha Yibahelun Tose Rucham Yigvaun Ve'Afaron Yishuvun. So this is a song he's saying about returning back to the earth. Rav Shimi Bar Ukva Amri La Others Say Mar Ukva Havishchia Kame. So oftentimes he would be in the presence of Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, who himself had learned the Gadata from Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Amarlei, Rabbi Shimi and others say, Maruk said to Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, where's the pasuk mean when it says, Baruch Hinei Afshis Hashem Mevachol, Kravai Hashem Kadsho? So Amarlei, so Rabbi Shimon responded back, Bo Rei Shalok, Mitas HaKadosh Baruch, Mitas Basav Adam. Hashem, of course, is very different than man. Mitas Basav Adam, Tzar Tzura Agabi Kosel, a man could draw an image on the wall, Ve'ini Yachol HaTil Baruach, Neshama, Kravai, Muvenei Maim, he can't infuse it with a soul, with intestines and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ein Okein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very different. Tzar Tzura B'soch Tzura, he makes an image within another image, and Matil Baruach Hu Neshama Kravayim Avnei Maim, he's able to infuse a neshama, he's able to infuse a ruach, infuse intestines and all internal organs. Hainu Damri Yichana, that's what Chana said, Ein Kadosh Kashem Ki Ein Biltecha Vein Tzur Ke Elokeinu. There's no one as Kadosh Hashem, no one other than you, and there's no rock like you. My Ein Tzur Ke Elokeinu, what does it mean not a rock like Hashem? How is he a rock? Vein Tzair Ke Elokeinu. The judge says there's no artist, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu makes an artist, a painting within another painting, and he's able to have it come to life. So my, what does it mean when Chana said, Ki Ein Biltecha, there's no one other than you? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bar Menasya, Al Tikri Ki Ein Biltecha, don't say it Ein Biltecha, Ela Ein Levaloscha, that there's no rotting out, there's no wearing down. Shlo Kemitas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mitas Basar Adam, Hashem is very different than a human being. Mitas Basar Adam, Maisa Yad Mevalano, so that which he creates, eventually withers away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevala Ma'asav, so the person's actions cause a person to wither away. but HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not wither away, of course. So Amar Lei, Ana Hachi Kamina. So Rav Shimi said to Rav Shimon, I wasn't asking about the word V'chol Kravai. I wasn't asking that, Drasha. This was my question to you. Ana Hachi Kamina. Hani Chamisha Baruch Nafshi. These five Baruch Nafshis connected to me, Amar David, corresponding to who? Did David say them? Lo Amram Ela connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connected to Neshama. He said it with respect to Hashem, referring to Hashem, and also referring to the Neshama. So Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malei Kol Olam Hashem, fills the entire world. Af Neshama Malei HaEtzer Kol HaGuf. So too the Neshama encompasses the entire body. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Roev Eino Nira, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees, but he's not seen. Af Neshama Roev Eino Nira, the Neshama sees, but is not seen. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zonis Kol Olam Kulam. Hashem sustains the entire world. Af neshama zana es kol haguf. The neshama is what sustains the entire body. Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu Torah. Af neshama tahora. Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu Yoshi bechadei chadarim. Hashem sits in the rooms of rooms, the secret places of secret places. Af neshama yoshevet bechadei chadarim. Neshama is sitting, resting in some hidden place. Yavo mi sheyesh bo chamisha dvarim halalu v'yishabach lemi sheyesh bo chamisha dvarim halalu. Let that which has these five different elements, namely the neshama, praise he who has these five elements as well, namely HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Amar Habanuna Ma'itich, what is it possibly when it says, Mi ki'achacham u mi yodei pesha davar? Who's like the wise one and who knows the compromise? Mi ki'achacham Baruch Hu she yodei lasos pshara ben shnei tzadikim? Who's like Hashem, who's able to compromise between two great tzadikim? Ben Chizkiyahu l'Yeshayahu. Chizkiyahu amar, la'isi Yeshua gabai, Yeshayahu should come to me, I'm the king. That Eliyahu traveled to Achav the king, so Yeshayahu should travel to meet the king, said Chizkiyahu. And Shinemar, it says in the pasuk, Vayelach Eliyahu leharos leheros el Achav. Yeshayahu, Amar Yeshayahu said no. That Laisi Chizkiyahu gabai, Chizkiyahu should come to me. Dahach Yashchen Yehoram ben Achav, Yehoram dazel legabi Elisha. Yehoram went to Elisha, so the king should come to the Navi. So Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what Hashem do? Hevi Yisur Mal Chizkiyahu. He brought some affliction, some illness upon Chizkiyahu. V'amar lo Yishayahu leichu v'akes ha'chol. Go visit the cholah. There's a mitzvah biker cholah. Shinemar b'yom ha'heim. Those days, cholah Chizkiyahu lamos. Chizkiyahu almost died. V'yavoi lav Yishayahu ben Amos. Yishayahu came to visit him, a Navi. V'yomar lav kom Hashem. Tzav leveischa ki meisata lo sichayeh. That command your household what to do with you, your property and everything, because you're not going to make it. So my ki meis atav lo sichya, that you're going to die and not live. Meis atav ba'olam lo sichya lo'olam haba. You're going to die in this world and you're not going to get any olam haba. Amalei Chizkiyah said, my kuli hai, what are you going to such extremes? What would I do if that was so bad? Amalei mishim de lo ask us b'pir rivi. You were an osek and chosen. We didn't get married. Amalei mishim de chazar li b'ruach HaKodesh, because I saw with Ruach HaKodesh, I'm going to have children that are not going to be following the path of Hashem. I don't want to bring those people to the world. So what are you doing with these secrets of the world? You do what you're supposed to do. What you're commanded to do, that what should you do? Don't start being a cheshbon who's based in Ruach HaKodesh. What Hashem wants to do, he'll do as he pleases. But you must do your obligation. Okay. So Chizkiyahu says, give me your daughter. Let me marry your daughter, Yishayahu. After the garment is zechus chadidi v'idach, maybe my zechus and perhaps your zechus Yishayahu could produce children that are not so bad. Nafkim night bin and demala bring about good children. So Amar Lei Yishayahu says, "Kfar nikazer alecha gzera." The decree's already been made, and you're gonna die. So Amar Lei Ben Amos Chizkiyahu says, "Ben Amos, that's Yishayahu. Ben Amos, kala nevuascha v'tzei, end your nevuah and leave from my presence." I have a Nisora tradition from my great-grandfather David HaMelech. Even if there's a sharp knife, a sharp sword that's resting on a person's neck, you should never give up from davening. You never know. So Itamar Nami, who said that Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, the Army Tavara, both of them hold, even if a sharp sword is at a person's neck, in the end, Yishayahu gave Chizkiyahu his daughter. These two children were born to them. One day, Chizkiyahu was carrying him on his shoulders to bring him to the Beis Medrash. Amar Chamina, one said to the other, Chazi Reisha Da'aba L'mitveh Be'gil Donei. Look at our father's head. that it's so wide, and we should roast some fish on top of it. So what's he wasting his time taking us to Beis Medrash? The Chadam, or the other, said, so our father's head is worthwhile, we should sacrifice him to Avodah Zarah. So Chizkia threw them to the floor, and Menashe Chai and Menashe lived. Rav Shakai, Meis, Rav Shakai died. So Kari Nafshe, Chizkia called himself Vichilai Kalev Ra'im. The person measures, there's no measurement to persons if his Kalim are bad. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, there's no Rashi here, but this was the Kalim of a person are bad, and this was these were his Kalim, these were his children. The Gemara now says on the base, I'm Rav Chanan afilu bala chalamos, even if a person, the Malach who's in charge of chalamos, Omer lo liadam shilmachu meis, that tomorrow is going to die. Al yimna atam min arachim, don't give up from davening. You should always continue davening until it's over. It's not over until it's over. Shenemar ki verov chalamos v'havalam devarim harbe ki esel kim yare. Even amongst all the dreams and all the different predictions that are going to be for you, you should always continue to fear Hashem, which means to never give up. So the Gemara now says, "Miyad immediately vayasu Yechizkiah panav el akir vayispal el Hashem." So Yechizkiah went to the wall and he started to daven. My kir, what's the wall? Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, mikir's libo, from the depths of his heart. Shenemar, as it says, may I ochila kiros libi, from the walls, it means the depths of the heart. So Rabbi Levi, amar al yiskei akir, about the matters of the wall. Amar Lefanav, he says to Hashem, Ribono Sholem, ma shunamis shelo asusa ela kir achas katan, that the shunamis only made a small little wall, a little attic for the Elisha to live in. And Hachiyah says, Benah, and yet in that Zechus, she was oath to have a child resurrected. Abi Abba, my grandfather, Shlomo HaMelech, Shechipa, Esahichel, Kul, Bekes, and Vazov, that he had adorned the base of Megdash with silver and gold. Alachas Kama Vakama, how much more so should I have such a Zechus to be able to be saved from death? So Zechar Nasa, Asher, Talachti, Fanecha, Bemes, Vlev, Shalim, Vato, Benecha, Asi. See, the Pasuk says, remember what I walked in front of you with truth. And with a full heart. So my vato benecha asisi, the good in my eyes I did. What does that mean? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, shesamach and gula l'tfila, that he davened the vasikin and he had smucha gula l'tfila. That's what it means. That's the pasuk Yeshayahu. Rabbi Levi Amar shegana sefer refuos, that he took the sefer refuos and he hid them. He hid them because people were just relying on this book of magic, not magic, but it had all the antidotes to the various illnesses. So people stopped davening. There's no need. Just go to the book and get healed. So he hid the book of Ruah so that people should be should daven to Hashem instead. So Tanya Rabbanu Nishisha Devar Me'asu Chizkiyahu HaMelech. There's six things that Chizkiyahu HaMelech did. Al Shlosha Hodulo, Al Shlosha Lo Hodulo. Three, they admitted, they agreed to his actions, but three, the Chachamim did not agree. Al Shlosha Hodulo, which were the three that they agreed to his decision? Number one, Gana Sefer Refuos Hodulo. They agreed to the fact that he hid the Sefer Refuos. The base, Kitas Nechash Nechoshes, he took the copper from Moshe Benu that Nechash Nechoshes, and he ground it up. And Behodulo, they agreed to that. And Gira Atmos Aviv, and he took his father's bones, and Melch Achaz, who was a big Rasha, and he dragged it on a bed of rope that it should be a bezayon for him. Hodulo, they agreed that was a good thing as well. And Al Shlosha Shelo Hodulo, three things he had done that they don't agree to. Sasa Megichon, he shut the spring from Megichon. The Hodulo, they did not agree that was the correct thing. He did not like that. So, number two, Kitetz Dalsas HaHechal, he cut down the doors of the base of Migdash, which were covered in gold. Vishigam LeMelech Asher, send them off to Melech Asher. The Hodulo, they didn't think that was the correct thing to do. They should have trusted in Hashem and not have to start negotiating. And three, Ibar Nisan Benisan, the Hodulo, that the din is not supposed to be Mabar the Shana if it's past Adar. He waited till Nisan, and he made a second Nisan. So that was the something else they disagreed with. Umilas the Chizkiah, how could Chizkiah do that? Doesn't the Pasuk say, Achodesh Azelachem Rosh Chodesh, and Vizen Nisan Veinach Nisan? There's only one Nisan a year, there can't be two Nisans a year. So how do you make two Nisans? So Ella, what he had done was, Dha, Biz Shmuel, he made a mistake in Shmuel's statement. Damar Shmuel, Ein Ma'abir Nesashana Beyom Shloshim Shel Adar. You can't make the 30th month into an Adar Sheni, Hovaroi Lekova Nisan. Since the 30th day of any month is either the 30th day of the previous month or really could be the first day of the next month, so day 30 of Adar, that's the potential, has the potential to be Alf Nisan instead, therefore that's already the last time you can't He can't be ma'abar the shana. The savar hol v'rari lo amrin. He felt maybe don't say that since l'maisa we called it the 30th of Adar. You still have the right to add another month if you wanted. Hamashlan the no. Even though it's day 30 is Adar, it could have been. It should have been perhaps the first day of Nisan. Therefore, it is too late at that point to add another month. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishnah Rabbi Yosef ben Zimra. Kol HaTolav is a chos ha'atzma, a person who says he hinges on his own zechus. Tol no, b'zechus acherim. So then he says he wants to take, I don't want to take anyone else's zechus. It's my, let me work for my zechus, but I deserve it. So since he's being humble, so then Hashem says, okay, we'll try to get a zechus from other people if you don't have what qualifies. Kol HaTolav b'zechus acherim, those who try to hinge their needs on someone else's zechus, then Hashem said, no, we're only looking at what you have, but you have no right to demand that we look at other people's zechuyos. So Moshe tell b'zechus achrei. Moshe said it's others, gives others the credit. Shenemar, zechor l'Avram litzach li'yisrael avadech. He davened to the father of the God of the fathers, the Avos. Tell lo b'zechus atzmo, and therefore the hatzal was on his own. Shenemar, v'yomer l'ashmidam lulei Moshe b'chiro, amad b'peretz l'fanav, l'ashir chamaz me'ashchis. So we see there that in the end they said it was all Moshe Rabbeinu who dealt with the Egal Zav case. Chizkia tala b'zechus atzma. Chizkia said it's all depending on him. Remember what I did. What I did, he says. Remember what I did. He tells Hashem, I have a zechus. So tala b'zechus chayim. So when it was granted, it was not. There's no credit given to Chizkia. It was given to others. It says Shenemar. It says Veganosi el ha'ir azos lo shir lemani leman David Abdi. So then the Gemara says further, Rahayinu Damri, that the Rishum Levi, that's what Rishum Levi would say, Damri Rishum Levi, my dick, so there's a possible moment that says, Hinei L'Shalom Mar Limar, that if it's the Shalom is not bitter, and if it's bitter, it's not Shalom, so Shalom and Mar are opposites. What do you mean, Hinei L'Shalom Mar Limar? Afi B'Shah Sheshigar Lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom Mar Hu Lo. That even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the Chizki a Shalom to get better, it's still marhulo because it's the credit's not given to Chizkiah's zechus, but on the account of others, the Chizkiah deserved to get healed. So then the Gemara says, "Vayter that naase na alias kir katana." That the Shunamis said to her husband, "Let's make a small little wall in the attic, and a little bed and a table for Elisha to live." So Rav Ushma, both of them say, "Chad amar aliyah," and one was in the attic. Make another level for him to live, and prua, and it should be exposed. Haisa, there's no ceiling, just an attic with a ceiling, a roof on top. The keruha, and then they just honored him. The chadamar achsadra gadol haisa, there's a big hall. The chokleshaim just split it in half for him to live in a room side by side. That's more tzanu. So bishma lamandamar understand achsadra haynu dechsev. That's what it means. The kir, he built a wall. Lamandamar aliyah, they built an attic. Ma'eshe kiroha. What does that mean? What does that mean? My kir. What's walls? She kirua, that they made a ceiling, not a wall, but a ceiling. Bishma understand the man the amar liya ainu dechsev alias. That's an alias kir in the bottom. They made an attic. Elaman the amar achsadre. My alias. What's the aliyah? Meula shir batim. They say not aliyah in terms of attic, but it means the highest level of the batim. The nice house is an achsadre, so they made a chashuv achsadre. And they took Elisha's stuff and put them on a bed and a table and a chair and a menorah. So Amar Abai says, "V'i same others say Rabbi Yitzchak this was. I wrote to Leanos. Person wants to get enough from others. Yehana, he's able to, and there's no issue involved. Elisha got hana from others. V'sheni wrote to Leanos. Al Yehana, those who don't want to get hana, that's also allowed. You don't have to get hana from it, people. If you want to be self-sufficient. Kishmul Aramasi, like Shmuel, Shinamar, Vichuvasu Aramasi, Kisham Beso, Amr Yochanan, Shekol Makum Shalach Sham Beso Imo. Wherever Shmuel went, his house was with him. I mean, he never took someone else's property, he always brought whatever he needed along with him. So we have two extremes. One is Shmuel would not get enough from other people, and on the other hand, we have that Elisha would get enough from other people. So then the Gemara says, it says, Malachim Beis, Vatomer Elisha, Hinei Anayadati, Kishalachim Akalashu. She says to the wife, I know he's a holy man. Amr Yosi Bibichanina Mikan, from here we see Shaisha Makaris Borchin Yosir Mineish. The fact that she knew that she was aware that Shunamis was this man was a special man, and when Elisha came over, they didn't know who Elisha was, but she saw something special about him, so she told her husband had no clue, and it tells us that women are more tuned to these things about the guests than the men are. So Kadoshu, that one of the things the Shunamis said was that he's a Kadosh man, that Elisha's Kadosh. To Minoya, how did she know that he was so Kadosh? So Rav and Shmuel, both of them have a machlokas. Hanamar Shila Rasa Zuvuvu over Al Shachanam, that she did not witness any flies over his area of the food. There are many flies there, different people's food, but over Elisha the flies stay far away. And Hanamar one felt Satan Shapishin Hitsi Amita, so she placed some type of linen cloth, a linen sheet, La Rasa carry a love, and there was no carry, so that was also another indicator that he was a holy person. So Kadosh, this man's Kadosh, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, who? I mean, Kadosh, who? Who Kadosh, Mishar, so ain't a Kadosh. She was Kadosh, but his servant, his assistant, his attendant, Gehazi, was not Kadosh. Shinamar says, Vayigashi Gehazi la'adva, that Gehazi wanted to push the Shunamis away. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Shachse behod Yafeha, holding the beauty of her body, and that's what Rashi refers to, Bidadeha, he held on to an inappropriate part of the body, and that's when he wasn't Kadosh. So over Aleinu Tamid, that this man comes to us often. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Vakol Ma'arech Tamil Chacham Esoch Beso, one who is able to host the Tamil Chacham, who Mehaneu Menu Chasov, and gives him what to benefit from their property. Ma'ala Alav Akasu Kilu Ma'akir Tumidim, and says, if you brought Karbanos Tumidim. So then Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Ayam Adam Mimakum Gavavo Avizpal, a person should not stand at a higher place, more elevated than the rest of the tzibur, and daven, a person should daven in a low place. From the depths, a person should daven. Tanin Amihoch, the Brisa says the same thing, lo yamud adam lo al gavi kitzah, lo al gavi sarf, shrafraf, person should not stand in a chair, this shrafraf is a small type of chair, lo mamakum gavol vispal, not in a higher place to daven, elo mamakum namach vispal, from a lowly place, the fish ain't gavos and lifnei amakum, there is no such thing as gaiva in front of Hashem, shenamar mi mamakum kresich Hashem, kusev tfila le'ani, kiyato of the tfila of an ani, of a poor person, of a humble person, that is accepted by Hashem. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Mespal Tzarach Shechavin Ezrago. When a person davens, he needs to put his feet together. Shenema Raglem Regel Yishara. So there's a machlokas in the Yishami. What's the reason for this? One opinion is that like the Malachim have the feet together, and one is how the Kohanim do their avoda. So it seems from this pasuk that the pasuk in Yechezkel is referring to the Malach. The Malach has a Regel Achas. So we're trying to emulate, according to the Bavli, the Malachim. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Amr Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. My tefillah was a possibility when it says, "Lo sochlu al adam." A person should not eat on the blood. Lo sochlu kodem shetispal al dimcha. A person should not daven before he daven. Rather, a person should not eat before davening on his life. So this, according to the Rambam, seems to be a deraisa. Others think it's only midirabanim. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin which uses this pasuk lo sochlu al adam to teach many, many other dinim, three, four other dinim. So according to some, the Indian of not eating before davening may only be derabanan, but nonetheless, it is something that we must keep. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Mishum, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Kol Ochel Veshosav Ha'akach Mispal, a person who davens drinks, and then only afterwards davens, Allah Vakasav over and about such a person, it said, Ve'osi Hishlachta Achari Gavecha, Atikri Gavecha Ela Geyecha, that this person is thrown after his gaiva, after his haughtiness. So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'achashin Nizgazeh, Kibala Malchus Shemayim. Now the person fills up and he's a guy and he's full. Now he accepts Malchus Shemayim. The first thing you should do is Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, and then you could go have your breakfast. So Rabbi Shu Omer, back to the sugyas in Shema. Rabbi Shu Omer Ad Shalosh Shalos was the Ban Kriya Shema, and Omer Rabbi Huda Mashmua Halacha Rabbi Shua that you have up until 3 hours to recite Shema in the morning. Hakori Mekan Ve'Elech Lo Hivsi. The person who says Shema after that point doesn't lose out. It's still Limud Torah. So Amar Rav Chis, Amar Marukva, Vavad Shalom Yomar Yotzer Or, but you can't say the Bracha of Yotzer Or, that is completely irrelevant. That's only for the morning. But the afternoon, even though Yotzer Or isn't relevant, you could still say Shema. So Meisiv asks the Gemara, HaKori Mekan Ve'elech, a person who reads after 3 hours, Lo Hifsi, doesn't lose out. They call them Shukari B'Torah, like a person who learns to read from the Sefer Torah. That's also a mitzvah. Abba Mevarach Hushayim Lefanev Achas L'Acharei. He should say two brachas beforehand, Yotzer Or and Avar Abba, and he should say Bracha Gal Yisrael afterwards. Tiyufte Rav Chisda Tiyufte, who felt that you don't have to say Yotzer Or. So Yikadam, your others say, Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Marukva, Mai Lo Hifsa, what does it mean he didn't lose out? So Hifsid Brachas, he didn't lose out the brachas, he could still say brachas of Kriya Shema. Tani Nami Hach, the writer supports this, HaKorei Mekav Eilach Lo Hifsid, Ke'odem Shekor B'Torah, Abba Mevarach Hushayim Lefanev Achas L'Acharei. So we see that we're asking that one should say bracha even when reciting the Shema later. So Amar Rabbi Mani Gadol Akore Kriya Shema Be'onasa, great is a person who davens recites Shema in the right time. Yos Me'alusik Matorah, greater than one who learns Torah. Midakatani Akore Mekan Ve'elech Lo Hifsid Kadam Akore B'Torah Mechlad Dekare Be'onasa Adif. So it's like a person who reads after the 3 hours, he could say the Shema. It's like reading Pesukim, he doesn't lose out. But it's not the same that a person who reads in the right time, that is even greater than Limud HaTorah. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow.